Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big day on the Football Scoop podcast. For those of you who are loyal followers, you're aware today is one bold prediction. It's a very exciting day in this world. Nuclear winter is exciting. College football is exciting. One bold predictions is pretty darn exciting. There have been some great years of bold predictions up here. A couple of years where we've nailed them. Doug nailed his last year. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I am Scott Roussel, your host. I got college football experts Zach Barnett, John Bryce, Doug Samuels. Last year, Doug Samuels' one bold prediction came true. Doug said four Big Ten teams are going to make the college football playoff. It could be debated how bold that was, but it came true. He nailed it. A lot of us were really close as well. Really, really close. Anyways, with all that said, I say we jump right into it. Doug, you nailed yours last year. The assignment, as stated multiple times, one bold prediction for this college football season. The floor is yours, my friend.
Got it. So I've been thinking about this, obviously, the past week. I think 2 years ago, I predicted UMass to win 9 games. That did not happen, right? So we've had some great ones. We've had some ones that come up short. This year, my one bold prediction is that Ohio State misses the college football playoff. I think they've got at least 2 losses. I think Texas beats them this weekend. I think maybe this is the year James Franklin and Penn State get over the hump and are able to beat them. I also think they win or they lose a game that they shouldn't, whether that's Illinois or Minnesota. I think they drop one of those. I think Brian Hartline is an elite football coach. I think he is an elite recruiter and developer of talent. I am not convinced that he is the answer at offensive coordinator. And I also have question marks about Matt Patricia. You don't see very successful NFL coordinators outside of maybe Wink come to the college level and do a really great job. So I think they've got some work for them, cut out for them at the coordinator spots that I'm not convinced with. And then you're breaking in a new quarterback. And do you have the best player in college football? Yes, but I think that's good for 9 wins, maybe 10. And I just don't see them. I don't see them making the college football playoff.
That is bold.
Do they beat Michigan?
If Michigan didn't have a freshman quarterback, I would say they get over the hump there and beat Michigan. Yes. I think the edge is a little bit on them, but I think Bryce Underwood's also an unbelievable 5-star freshman quarterback that the likes of which we haven't seen since maybe Arch, and Arch didn't start right away. So
this is fascinating.
Bryce Underwood has already told the Big Ten Network that the league has never seen a freshman quarterback like him. So you agree with him, Doug. So I appreciate that. And I did note that Ryan Day discussed in an ESPN story yesterday that published yesterday that he's looking forward to that Michigan game. And I couldn't believe that he said that. Like, you're the defending national champs. Like, why even acknowledge that the rent sign is taken down and they're just living in there right now? Completely, completely disagree with that. I can't remember a coach, no matter how much you've tried to get him to. Can you imagine Nick Saban talking about being at LSU in week 12 going into a season? Get out of here with that. Wow. But I like that. That's a solid prediction, Doug. I'm curious. Like, you were king and a half last year with the 4. I couldn't believe it when you pulled out 4. It was I felt I was bold with my horrendous Kansas pick, but you were just like icing on my bold.
True. And I might have mentioned Nebraska at that time or something like that. Didn't predict to be in Indiana. Supreme ruler of bold predictions. That cup is in the dishwasher right now, so I got my queen cup right now.
So the last time that Ohio State in a we're throwing out 2011 because that was probation, Lou Fickell, blah, blah, blah. The last real quote-unquote season that Ohio State won less than 10 games was 2004. So Doug Samuels is officially predicting one of the most talented teams in college football with arguably the best offensive player, best defensive player on their roster to have their worst season in more than 20 years. That's bold.
They replace an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator, and their quarterback.
I'm not trying. I'm just trying to add some context for our listeners.
Period.
and two star running backs and two star wideouts and a star tight end and seven stars on defense.
Hey, so some of us go bold, some of us go kind of lukewarm. So let's see what you three got.
Based on past precedent, one of us might predict Ohio State to win the national championship.
He understood the assignment. I like it. JB, we're shifting to you. One bold prediction, my friend.
Yeah, and as you know, I'm highly tempted to go with Kentucky here and boldly predict that they will have three losses before Texas even comes to town. But you made us commit to one bold prediction and one bold prediction only, and I feel like I'm about to flat out stun you boys with this one. It came to me a weekend ago, so about 10 days ago, and the lovely Jessica was asking me about it. She's like, do you know what you're going to do? And I said, yeah. And she was like, really? And I said, yeah. And she said, is that bold? And I said, well, they're not in the top 25, so yeah, that's bold. And she goes, all right, come on. Okay, I guess so. So my bold prediction is that Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes will be one of the Big Ten's playoff participants in 2025. They resume their winning ways in a massive way. They return 13 starters. They're elite on defense. I love Tim Lester triggering the offense on the headset. And Mark Gronowski, one of the greatest modern era players of FCS football at the quarterback position, to be the catalyst that gives Iowa an offense with enough pulse that it can win some of those games when it only gives up 9 points and be a 10-2 team. And they're, or maybe better than 10-2, but Iowa will be a Big Ten playoff participant.
They also added Warren Ruggiero, the former Wake Forest offensive coordinator, to the staff. So maybe we see some slow mesh. Got his start at earlier in his career at Defiance College. So Defiance College shout out right there.
There you go. Very nice. Very nice knowledge there. And it's year two for Tim Lester of running the Hawkeyes offense. I think that's significant. One more item of quick note. Yes, they've got an early season, not this opener, but next Saturday at Iowa State. And last year was the first time in a long time that the Cyclones had busted through and gotten a win. Like, as good as Iowa State has also consistently been, the Cyhawk Trophy has absolutely resided in Iowa City more often than not, an overwhelming majority of the time, rather than Iowa City. But that early road game, okay, fine. But they get Indiana at home. They get Penn State at home. They get Minnesota at home. Their road games, USC, Wisconsin, Rutgers, like those are conference games. The Iowa State game, obviously not a conference game. They're not going to sweep those three road games, but all three of those are incredibly winnable. And the Nebraska game's the last game of the year. And maybe Nebraska is that team this year. But Scott, you've got them struggling to win seven games. So maybe they're already beaten and battered and suffering Nebraska syndrome again by the time that game rolls around. But Kirk Ferentz rides this Iowa team into the college football playoff, and then he'll assess his future, because it can't get much better than that.
One prediction.
What you speak?
I mean, and I like that you started with a team outside the top 25. I was thinking this was going to be bold. I was thinking outside the top 25 is going to win it all, be in the top 12. Okay, all right. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay, we're shifting gears.
Let us know if we have to pause because Dan Lanning's calling you for your bold prediction again.
We're shifting gears. So long-standing tradition is that Scott gets to finish the show. Right before we hit record, Zach Barnett made the request. He said, I would like to go last today. And I'm going to grant that. No, y'all, settle down. All right, so now we're in Scott's land. Scott's bold prediction. One bold prediction.
Do the whole bold prediction in third person.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Zach, you've known me probably for almost 15 years. I consistently tout there is one position on the field. It's the most important position. And often I say that's why I think a team's going to win. What position is that, Zach?
Quarterback?
It's quarterback. Of course it is. There have been years where I picked a team to win the national championship, like Jaden Daniels, Heisman, LSU going to win the national championship. They got the Heisman, they didn't win the national championship. We talked about Garrett Nussmeier. You know, it's a really good quarterback. Drew Aller, Cade Klubnik, Sam Leavitt. There's a bunch of returning dudes, right? So would it be bold to pick a team led by a quarterback who's never thrown a pass in college football? And we're not talking Arch Manning, right? Arch had a couple starts last season. Arch started Mississippi State, Louisiana Monroe, played in a bunch of other games. Talk about a guy never thrown a pass in college football. Some of you guys appear as if you might not even be 40 years old. So would it be bold to pick a team to win the national championship that hasn't won in about 40 years? Hasn't won a national championship in 40 years, guided by a guy who's never thrown a pass in college football? Would that be? Does that sound bold?
No, not if that's not if that team right, already.
Hang on, John Bryce. Hey, John Bryce. Hang on for a second. What if I were to ask the experts? If I were to go to college football experts and say,
"Should I leave?"
Hey, what team? What team? I'm not asking college football experts. What team do you think's gonna underperform this year? Let's hear what one expert. Yeah.
But the one I would place money on is under Notre Dame under 10.5. And here, oh. I'm not only going to say that, I'm going to say this. There's a better chance Notre Dame starts 0-2 than there is that they hit the over of 10.5. They open at Miami. Then they come home and beat Texas A&M or play Texas A&M. I think there's a better chance they lose both of those games than there is that they win 11 regular season games. And we all know Marcus Freeman's propensity to drop a game he shouldn't. So I'll pause.
Gentlemen, my one bold prediction, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, led by a quarterback, C.J. Carr, who has never thrown a pass in college football, is going to win the national championship in Lee Corso fashion. If I were to have headgear, I'd put it on. I don't have a Notre Dame helmet, but I do have the Jesus cross. So let's go Lee Corso, Jesus cross, Notre Dame, led by a freshman, or well, by a quarterback who has never thrown a pass in college football, C.J. Carr, win the national championship. That is one bold prediction, gentlemen.
So Scott, you're picking a team. Do not understand the assignment.
You are picking a team that's so already soft. Consensus preseason top six.
Y'all are so soft.
Literally,
the quarterback has never thrown a pass. They haven't won in 40 years. That's bold. The experts tell me more likely going to lose their first two games.
37 years is not 40 years.
I knew the buildup. Something was coming. There was a lot.
All right. So for a second there, first of all, I'm glad you played that clip because it taught me that I'm wearing the exact same shirt that I did in the last time. And for a second there, I genuinely thought you were going to pick Texas to win the national championship as bold. But I'm glad you at least – didn't do that.
At least went with the national runner-up from last year.
Yeah.
Bold. If I could just borrow a line from a wise college football expert from this podcast. Scott, we're recording a serious podcast here. This is a serious podcast. You understand what a bold prediction is.
I love each of you. Zach, you asked to go last. I'm hoping it's going to stun us all. Go bold, young man.
Okay, so – in full transparency for the listeners and viewers, we do not, unlike what you see on TV, we do not consult each other with these predictions. We hit them live. So I came into this with two bold predictions in my head, and John Bryce went with the one of mine that I was going to go with. So I've spent a lot of time in prayer over this. I've consulted the elders. And God has laid it on my heart, along with John Bryce has laid it on my heart, that I need to go with the other one. And I also want the record to say I've already thrown out some gold out there. Notre Dame will start 0-2. Toledo more likely to go undefeated than hit the under. I want that on the record.
Trust me.
I'm going to continue going on the record with this. My bold prediction is the preseason number one team in the country misses the playoff.
About Texas,
your team,
they missed the college football playoff this year with a schedule that includes road trips to Ohio State, Florida, and Georgia. I think they win one. I think they go 1-2 in those. So now you're talking 10-2 at best. With a schedule that calls for four consecutive games away from home. Those games being at Florida, home game versus Oklahoma and Dallas, at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, and then for a fifth straight week, home against Vanderbilt. They will drop one of those. So now we're at three losses. And then they will lose one of their rivalry games to either Oklahoma or Texas A&M. And you have the preseason number one team going 8-4 this season and missing the playoff.
Your infatuation with acting like Kentucky and Mississippi State are anything more than pasture strolls for your Longhorns is absolutely killing me.
Like, it's the SEC.
I understand.
I've been told it's a week-in, week-out conference.
I understand that Bevo grazes in a natural pasture and not on the synthetic bluegrass. But it's not going to matter. He's going to eat. Kentucky, I'm telling you, Scott, I'm telling you, Zach, Kentucky will have three losses by the time.
Okay, I'm not saying specifically they're going to lose to Kentucky. I'm thinking at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, and then home against Vanderbilt. You've got four straight away from home, four straight. And then you come home and play basically college football's most talented triple option team in the Vanderbilt Commodores. They're dropping one of those games. They're going 8-4.
You essentially last week guaranteed that they would lose. I think you even said they will lose to either Kentucky or Mississippi State. In fact, I'm calling it. You started out and said there's a good chance, and then you said, no, they will lose one of those two games. And
okay.
I haven't slept well since then.
Zach, you might as well paint a big target on your back there in the home state, man. You're
no, according to Arch, I got a red dot. He's got a red dot on everyone, and I guess I'm in that category. But that's my bold prediction, gentlemen.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to deny that's bold.
You know,
I felt like picking a guy who had never, you know, thrown a pass in 40 years of history. I thought that was bold.
Well, if he had
I would get number 12. I don't know about, but whatever.
No, I'm honestly for a second there, I thought you were going to go with either Texas or you're going to go with Julian Sain at Ohio State to repeat and try and say that's bold. But by your standards, picking the reigning runner-up to win the national championship is bold.
And sitting, now, it would be bold if what you just said was true. You're like, I don't know, picking a guy who's never thrown a pass in 40 years. Yeah, if C.J. Carr had never thrown a pass in 40 years and was starting, we would just let this podcast be a soliloquy. But come on.
Gentlemen, it is always a pleasure. History will be written on this podcast. People will be talking about this for years. We will all be requested to go beyond the, like, they might put us on TV in connection with this podcast. Bold predictions happening right here, right now, live, the Football Scoop Podcast. With that said, we're out of here.